All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. It's The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Nick, Barry, Joel, President accounted for as we continue to roll on with the show. If you missed any of it, you can download the app or catch up on what you missed. Just go to ESPN975.com. You can click on the show and see the podcast. You can get what you missed. Otherwise, like I said, ESPN975.com also allows you to get that app. Take us anywhere and everywhere, and we're all good to go. What's up, fellas? We were rolling along with some football news and notes. Covered some Astros. Dodgers came back and won. I thought we were going to have a longer series there the way the Braves were going last night. Took a one-run lead late, but the Dodgers did just enough, and now we've got Dodgers, Brewers, NLCS already decided as we continue to watch the Red Sox and the Yankees to see who the Stros will play.
It's funny because the wrong Native American team got swept. I really thought it was going to be the Braves that didn't win a game, and it ended up being Cleveland that didn't win a game. Kind of surprised me there. By the way, did you see this last night? When Drew Brees broke the record, I'm looking at our ESPN. We have all these badass TVs on the wall. There's like 100 in here. Don't say anything. But when Drew Brees broke the record, did you see that some dude in the stands started crying?
Yes.
Your mic's not on, Joel.
Yes, I did. I saw that.
They started crying. You did. It started because Nick turned them on.
I did?
Yeah. The dude starts crying. I'm sorry. I love my teams. I love the Astros. I love the Rockets. I love the
Texans.
Even after
you wished bad things and hope the Astros get bounced out of the playoffs
yesterday?
Well,
that's different. I love the teams. I don't necessarily like the front office. But I love the teams. If Jose Altuve becomes the all-time hits leader, I'm not going to be crying in the stands when he does it. What? That's just weird to me. Is that? Am I being insensitive? I mean, he's kind of that's kind of a kitty cat thing to do.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
I mean, some people get upset when their team loses in the playoffs. But
have you ever cried over a quarterback?
I'll tell you this. No.
I have as a kid, 94, 95.
No, I'm talking about as an adult.
Oh, no.
As a man. This dude was a grown-ass man in the stands crying.
You can make fun of this all you want. When the Packers won the Super Bowl in Dallas, and I remembered the fact that my dad only got – I took my dad to his last Super Bowl, and my dad, the Packers were everything to my dad. And the fact that when I thought about when it hit zeros, how much he would have loved to have been there and what it meant, would have meant to him, and there's no doubt I teared up.
So are you suggesting that this guy, maybe his dad was a big Drew Brees fan?
I'm not suggesting anything about that guy last night. I'm telling you that when you get, there are certain situations that you can get emotional on based
on
the
case,
fact that...
I get that. I do get that. If you're thinking about your dad and y'all were close and you always watch Packer games, this, that, and the other, I understand that. But just to be watching a dude break a record and that's it? And you cry?
Yeah, that was weird.
That's weird to me.
I can hear that. I mean, I hear that. I see that.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just being insensitive. I don't know. I'm glad you guys agree with me.
I'm sure that... You normally don't get insensitive, so this would be
no.
Weird.
I'm not an insensitive guy.
Out of the ordinary,
super sensitive.
I'm really insensitive to 40-year-old men bringing baseball gloves to baseball games trying to catch a baseball. Unless
Joel,
you have a kid,
did you bring your gloves?
Unless
to
you
game?
Have a kid, you should be ashamed of yourself, sir.
I'm totally
you are in
with
your 40s.
You.
And take the jersey off.
Thank
it's ridiculous.
You. Yes,
it's ridiculous.
Yes. Remember? And then people, when I said this, people called and bitched at me. Well, how else are they supposed to catch the foul ball? With your hand, like a man.
No doubt.
Or let a kid do it with a glove, but just don't take a... They got dudes walking around in cleats and batting gloves. Man.
Use your kid as a barrier when you're catching the ball.
And then when the balls hit at you, you duck and you close your eyes. I hate that, too. The grown-ass man brings his glove, which is already a ridiculous look.
It's just dumb.
And then a line drive or a home run ball comes his way, and he closes his eyes, and he flinches, but he throws the glove in the air like magically. It's going to find its way into the webbing.
Catch it if you ain't
Come
looking.
On.
Dude, you see grown-ass men holding babies and beer and popcorn, catching balls with one hand?
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you the one place where it's acceptable you bring the glove.
No.
Third base line at Minute Maid Park when those things come scorching down the line. But other than that, yeah.
No.
I've been to games with guys I used to work with where the ball hits off of like different people and hits the guys right in the hands and they still drop it. And I'm like, oh, I'm talking about that. Because that's absolutely pathetic. It hit like three different people's hands
so
and fell right
the time
between
it got to you.
Your nipples. All you had to do was put your hands on it and squeeze it, and it found its way to the ground and down the aisle. And I just looked at him like, what's wrong with you?
You're embarrassing me.
That's
get out
terrible.
Of here.
Terrible. Yeah, so yeah, I'm with you on the gloves. And I'll tell you this. You have made me conditioned to think that any adult wearing a jersey is just too much.
It is. And Nestor Carmona said, I shed a tear when we won last year. Guess I'm weird. Again with the we, you betcha. Okay. Well, first of all, Nestor, yes, you're weird if you cried when the Astros won. And you're weird because you said we because you didn't play for the Astros. Anything else?
You got that covered in a hurry.
Yeah, pretty much. And he said we also suck because he wanted us to use walk-up songs in honor of Crush City. Moving on. But I said, we've already done that a couple times. And he's like, well, y'all suck. I thought I had a good one since we were about to take October. Well, and then he said, we again.
We are your reality check. We'll bring you back
down wrong
to
show.
Earth.
Wrong show.
I know.
They're not reality. Yeah, no? Okay. You want to take Aggie Joe's call?
Sure.
He lived in Portland. Aggie okay. Joe, what's up?
What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? Yeah, man, I lived in Portland. I've talked to Joe about it before. I lived there for like 3 years. And I don't know if Joel's told you yet, man, but I know you're a big Nike guy. You've got to go check out the Nike Town store in downtown. It's freaking amazing. They've got all kind of throwbacks and all the top new stuff. Gear is great. It's a great store.
Yeah, he told me he's going to get me in and get me like a $100 voucher to get whatever I want for free.
I'll tell you what. I can get you into the – if you want to go to Nike Town, which is what Joe's talking about.
Oh, is that different than Nike?
I can get
Nike?
You in Nike Town.
Can anybody go to Nike
anytime
Town?
Anytime between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m.
So
I'm
that's
sure
not
I can
what
get
you
in.
Were talking about?
Not even close to what I was talking about.
All right. Well,
I'm talking about the Nike employee store. If you get on campus, and the Nike World Campus is phenomenal. It is to see
– man, well, you can get a tour for the Nike campus. I don't know if you can get it on the weekend, but – I will bet you can get it on Saturday, but Joel's right. That place is awesome, man. I was there actually working the day that LeBron James was signed and got to meet him. But that campus is really cool. But I was also going to tell you about another place if you like books. Howell's Bookstore on Burnside. Whether you even like them or not, that is just a really cool store. It's the largest bookstore in the world, and it's just awesome. And then also in downtown, talking about coffee, they have really great delicatessens and cafes where you can get like real cappuccino, not Starbucks crap, not a mochaccino, but a real cappuccino.
Nice.
All right, guys, I'll let
appreciate
y'all
it, Joe. Thanks for the call, brother.
I liked all of that except the bookstore. I've always said reading is for stupids.
It is.
So not reading.
Once he mentioned it, because I know you, I'm not going to tell you to go there. But at the same time, it is the world's largest bookstore now.
I'm not reading.
That just means that Walden's and everything else went out of business.
Books are dumb.
Audiobook?
No.
Good call, Nick.
Do you get to say you read it?
No.
Okay.
You listened to the audiobook.
All right.
Doesn't count.
All right.
If you like seafood, Jake's is Madonna's favorite restaurant. And when they filmed a few movies there, everybody, the in seafood place right where he's talking about in the Burnside area, which is kind of the artsy hipster area, Jake's Seafood is probably the best restaurant.
Yeah, you're going to have to make a list and email it to me.
I'll get right on that and make you a spreadsheet.
I'm not asking
and color code it.
I'm just saying, you're telling me all this stuff, and I'm obviously not writing it down. I'm working right now. Mm-hmm. You can't just send me a quick text.
I'll see what I can do. I'll work real hard on it.
Look at Benny's call. What is this? Benny wants to know, do we people have mental illness?
That's quite possible.
That's an accurate way of summing up what I told the screener.
What's up, Benny?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey,
how are you?
But my question, I'm hearing these people, I've run into these people every day also, they speak about, oh, we did this, we did that. Talking about sports teams when they physically have nothing to do with the outcomes. I wondered if it would actually measure somewhere on the spectrum of mental illness as some sort of like loneliness or some sort of trying to belong to some sort of group or affiliation or one of those type of things where these people are crying for help instead of actually declaring some sort of fanhood. And before I go, I do want to say also, don't waste your time at the Nike store. Go ahead and take your business to the Red House.
That was fantastic.
I love it. He's right, though, about the that is a kind of a cry for help. If you think, if you say we, I.
Well, if you cried for the team and you say we, then it legitimately is a cry for help.
That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah. I don't want to get into this again, but I'm definitely with him. Also, I need help from our listeners. So, because I'm going to look for a different hotel closer to the venue, just because there's no shuttle.
My best friend lives in Portland, best man at my wedding. I called Dave during one of the breaks and kind of he got the large chuckle out of the staying at Jansen Beach.
I was so pumped. I was like, oh, a beach? Yes!
The minute you said it, you saw my face. I was like, where the hell is there a beach in Portland?
And I was like, wait, this isn't good. But, yeah, so it's like 20-something minutes away, and they're not providing me with a car, and I don't want to have to Uber 5 days in a row, and since the club is downtown, if I can find something closer.
And the club's in a good area.
Okay, yeah, so I might have to. So, anyways, I say that to say there's a website where you go, and I used this when I was staying in Dallas the last time I stayed at a hotel, and you pick an area. Like, you say, all right, I want to pay $75, and it'll give you, all right, these are all the hotels within your range, but it doesn't tell you the name of the hotel.
Really?
So you say, yeah, I'll stay at this hotel for $75, and then once you book it, it'll say, oh, you stayed here. Like, I paid $50 to stay at the Westin in the Galleria in Dallas, and it was a badass hotel. Nice.
That's a great hotel.
Yeah, but I paid $50 a night for that.
Which app did you say?
I don't remember. That's why I'm asking.
Priceline. I know which one you're talking about because I've seen that, but Priceline doesn't do that to you.
No. They tell you where
the address is and everything.
I gotta remember if it was like Orbitz or Expedia.
I know exactly what
you're
talking about.
It's great, though.
Yeah.
They have good deals, so I might look on that if somebody could remind
me. Hotels.com. Captain Obvious.
Yeah. I could do
out
that.
There for you.
The Red Roof Inn.
Yeah.
Got all those, right? I wonder if we got a hookup on a Red Roof Inn.
And hotels.com.
I guess I just need to win a week, huh?
Why don't you win your way through that?
Red House.
Where black people and white people buy furniture and Hispanics. That was still the best.
It was very
If you
good.
Don't know what we're talking about, one, you haven't been
you're
down
not a suspect.
From the get-go, but see if you can go back and find the Red House episode.
Speaking of suspects, if I look up on the board, that second, both those names, but that
look
second
you,
name,
Troy.
Where the hell you been, Troy?
Yeah, we'll come out and get you guys after the break.
Clarence, Troy, hang in there. Back with more at The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
At the Red House.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Steaks and Bluetooth.
We met at a concert. You were wearing Converse. I'm not good at playing it cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, as we cruise on hour number three of the show, it's Nick, Barry, and Joel, Usual Suspects, SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. Barry is diligently putting together this trip to the Rose City.
I'm looking for a hotel. I don't know if I want to stay at the one they provide. Might take them up on the offer for a per diem.
I think you should.
Turned your mic off again, sir.
I did?
Yep. Yeah. You did it again.
I think you should take them. Get the per diem.
You think so?
Yep. Okay. You're too far away from where you're doing the shows, and you're too far away from everything going on. I mean, I know that the Super Target does have a towel service, lawn chairs, and
by the way,
lotion.
It is right next to the Super Target.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find a place with a good rate because I'm sure they negotiate that rate.
Yeah.
So it's probably more expensive than that. And then they just negotiate it down, and that's what they give me for an allowance. So I don't know. We shall find out. Let's get to these calls,
yep,
though. We promised Clarence and Troy we would take their calls. And in order of the longest wait, we go with Clarence first. Clarence, what's up?
What up?
How you feeling after last night, huh? You feeling good?
Not as good as Drew Brees, but I feel great.
Did you cry?
First off,
did you cry?
I didn't cry, but I did break my glasses.
How'd you do that?
Because when he threw let's describe the play. The way he did that shoulder shake toward the sideline, because the cornerback was already eyeing Alvin Kamara. But the way he did that shoulder shake toward the sideline and then threw it, and then I seen nothing but daylight. I jumped up and cheered. Next thing you know, my glass went down and they broke. I don't know. I wanted to be mad about it, but I really couldn't at the moment.
That's great.
Let me go ahead and talk about the ref. First off, I don't know if you guys know this, but there was a tweet that was sent out by one of the Saints affiliate reporters saying that the NFL and the New Orleans Saints were going to pause the game once Drew Brees broke the record. So you mean to tell me you couldn't hold that flag in your pocket for celebration?
That's what I was saying. I was saying the same thing.
He is the greatest quarterback, not champion, that's Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback in the history of the game right now. And you couldn't just swallow that flag.
Easy. Clarence. I didn't know they made Kool-Aid in gold.
Clarence, there's a fella by the name of Tom Brady.
Stop it.
Did you hear my words? That's the greatest quarterback in the game right now.
Yeah.
Clarence, you got your jersey on?
You used the word history first, though.
Yeah, you got your jersey on while you talk about we?
Tom Brady.
I got my hat
Clarence,
on, you know?
Clarence, this discussion begins and ends with Tom Brady.
There's
no way you can say Drew Brees
of
is better.
Of all people, I agree with what Barry just said. Of all people that would have an argument.
What the hell are you smoking?
See?
Yeah, one of the greatest. We talked yesterday. It was unfair for whoever said, oh, he's one of the best quarterback under 6 foot. Look, Drew Brees will go down as one of the best quarterbacks of all time. There's no doubt you can make a case top 10 easily, maybe top 5 because he owns the yardage record now. I would debate that, but it's going to be close.
Oh, yes.
But you can make that case.
Does he make the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks?
I don't know if he makes the Mount Rushmore, but you know what? If you expand
the
Mount
Rushmore,
he's definitely in the discussion. But stop with that nonsense over Tom Brady. Who said that?
William McFarland said that.
Oh,
he said that he's the greatest quarterback under 6. He said it again last night after the game went off. We was on SBT. He said it again.
See, that's just stupid.
Now we know who said it.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
But I'll let y'all get to Troy before he disappears again, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate the call, Clarence.
Thanks, Clarence. Congrats.
Troy is up next. My man Troy, where you been, bud?
What's going on, guys?
Troy, where have you been?
I've been listening every day. When I get in the truck, just working late, getting in the truck, I'm just listening. So it is a good day to be an Astro fan.
Boy, isn't it?
Yep.
So I don't know what I enjoyed more, actually watching them sweep them, or hear Mike Golic this morning talking about the Cleveland Indians getting swept by the Astros.
Yeah, Golic's a big Indian fan.
I loved it. Anyway, I know you guys probably touched on this, but who were we wanting to play? The Yankees?
Barry and I are split.
Yep.
I said you want to be the best, you got to beat the best in terms of regular season record. I'll take the Red Sox. He took the Yankees.
Okay.
Who's your choice? Who would you rather face, Troy?
Sir?
Who would you rather them face?
Joel's right, but I just think they're explosive, and I don't think the Yankees. I just think we stand a better chance against the Yankees.
Oh, so, I didn't say they were gonna lose. I think they should beat either team, but I think the biggest advantage is the starting pitching.
Yes, sir. Well, I thought I hadn't called in a while. I just want to call in and say, hey, keep it up, Astros. Let's go.
Appreciate the call, Troy. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, man. Good to hear your voice.
I meant to ask you guys this, too. Did you guys see the big uproar on social media if you were watching the Braves-Dodger game?
I watched a little bit of it.
Boy, once the tomahawk chop started, when the Braves had a rally going,
mm-hmm.
Twitter went nuts.
Why? How racist that
yes.
was?
Yes. Really? Yes. Even Lisa's brother, as a Dodger fan, was like, you can say things and do things, but the most disgraceful thing ever is the tomahawk chop.
So we're at that point now in our society?
I was just going to go racist? Like wave versus, you know, tomahawk chop, but then people
the wave
just
is
went
way more offensive.
Nuts.
The wave is way more offensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just more annoying.
It's offensive to me. I hate it.
I know. So what's more annoying to you?
I don't know. Because I know Florida State does it. Braves do it. I don't know. The Indians don't do it, do they?
Well, that's the other thing, too. With the Indians' loss,
that's gone,
Chief
right?
Chief Wahoo logo is no more. That has been eliminated based on them being eliminated.
I guess you can't dictate what if Native Americans are saying that that's offensive, then it's offensive. I guess that's how that goes. I mean, you don't get to just dictate what's offensive to other people. If somebody's offended by something, that's offensive to them. So, I don't know. It's interesting, though, because for so long you get used to it and you don't think about it. And then all of a sudden you see it and hear it on TV and you're like, that's no big deal. Then you hop on Twitter and everybody's up in arms.
Wow, people lost their you-know-what over it. It was that they were so offended. So that's why I wanted to get you guys' opinion, because Lisa and I were talking about it while watching the game. And I was like, man, I haven't heard that in a while, but I can see where... Obviously, I mean, I think Native Americans have right of to be upset any and every time.
Yeah.
But, people were going crazy on social media. And there's another thing that we need to get to based on the game last night, even though it was a stinker. Speaking of one of our show stinkers, a person that we've called out before, we need to talk a little bit about Angel Hernandez before we get off of baseball.
Oh, boy. He's,
don't we?
Ooh,
yeah.
That was a bad night for him, for
no
sure.
No doubt about it. All right, so we'll continue to roll on, talk a little bit more baseball, and keep going from there. Brandon, we see you. We'll get you in as well. If you want to be a part of the show, you can call, you can text, you can tweet, and our phone number is 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line for those calls and those text messages. Back with the final half hour, it's the usual suspects, Sportsbet 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we appreciate you taking us along for the ride. It's The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Nick, Barry, and Joel in studio. We'll turn it over at 4 o'clock to Fred, AJ, Jung, and The Blitz. They'll take you home till 7. You don't have to do a thing. You'll be simulcasted and entertained your entire way home.
Also, clones, save your Indians and Braves on Columbus Day text. I won't be reading them. Do better, clones. This is my Jim Rome. He used to do that when people would send
I remember that.
He would want to get it out, but he was trying to act like he didn't want to read it. That was what he would do. But I'm not reading all those. Those are horribly racist, and I'm not reading them.
Cole says, are you really gauging public outrage with Twitter? Not gauging it. I'm just telling you what happened. There was a huge spike in everybody losing their you-know-what over the tomahawk chop. A
lot of bitches on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Especially when they can hide. Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm-mm-mm.
Followed only by the text messages.
Speaking of, I've got a few of them. Let's get through, because there's a bunch I just had to delete because we just don't have time and we're way past those subjects. But somebody said, Barry, when you're in Portland, go to Voodoo Donuts. Best time to go is late at night. You can validate that? Voodoo Donuts?
The line is going to be, if you don't get there
I'm not
early,
waiting in line for donuts. Well, I'm not waiting in line for anything.
Just don't even put it
when
on
When I was in LLA, my buddy Kazim, the guy I was staying with, wanted to take me to some bakery. And he was like, that's just that line. I was like, that line that goes down the street? He's like, yeah. I was like, bro, I'm not waiting in line for no stupid-ass Danish or none of that. And no, I'm not waiting in line for anything. I've not waiting in line for an iPhone or the new Android.
Subway sandwich?
No.
Or you use the app?
I mean, I'll wait. Yeah. I'll wait a little bit first. But no, I'm not waiting in line for stuff like that. No, not out the door and stuff. Hell no. Somebody asked, what about Seattle going after somebody like Dez?
Good call.
Baldwin always
very
hurt.
Good call.
Yep,
that, yeah, that's and they're a trying call. To recycle Brandon Marshall. So yeah, absolutely.
Good
some,
call, Texter.
A team that should consider that for sure.
We were
yeah.
trying to come up with who receiver wise. Well, okay, now this is going to make you want to punch a baby. Don't punch a baby on this. This is aggravating, and I know it's not the Texter's fault because he called somebody a dumbass for saying it. But with Dallas likely gone next season, someone suggested that the Astros extend Marwin. Slot him into second base, move Kemp to the outfield, and place Altuve on the block for a frontline starter. Can you please validate how dumb that sounds on the radio? You, sir, should tell that friend to never come around you again. Whoever suggested that is a dumbass, and they know nothing about sports or baseball.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay.
Could not agree more.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Get rid of Altuve for a frontline starter.
Where do you think you need a frontline starter all of a sudden?
Well, because they're talking about Keuchel moving on. And
Keuchel moves on, but you have options. You have McHugh in the pen. You have Josh James, who's proven. You've got Framber Valdez, who, with the little help on his control, is a guy that you could possibly work with.
Here's the thing,
too. But you have more options in your own backyard.
No, you have Brent Strom, who is obviously a miracle worker, because you look what he's done with Charlie Morton. You look what he's done with Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole was decent. Garrett Cole was not this Garrett Cole.
Strikeouts through the roof and two-seamer and four-seamer.
Justin Verlander learned a new pitch after coming to the Astros. There's plenty of options for you not having to go out and get rid of Altuve. I don't think you're a better team if you replace Altuve and maybe a number two. Because, look, Garrett Cole and Charlie Morton were threes. Mm-hmm. And, well, Cole was probably a one or two, but on a bad team.
Well, Charlie Morton was on the injury list. I mean, yeah. he was
a
liability. No, everybody looked at him before the injury and said,
you're not.
But afterwards, no one was clamoring to go get Charlie Morton.
No, you're not better by adding one of those guys and keeping out and getting rid of Altuve. You can add a two or a three that hits the free agency and make them better. They've proven that several times now. So, yeah, your friend is an idiot. Clarence sounds like he looks like an aneurysm. That was from White Magic. Clarence sounds like he looks like an aneurysm.
Wow.
Okay. Wording, White Magic, that was funny, but the wording was too, I don't think people got it. My name is Rodney. I'm a Cowboys fan. I cried last year when the Cowboys lost the first game of the season to the 49ers. Not because I love the Cowboys, but because I was dumb enough to bet on them and add them to a 16 parlay, and that was the only game I lost for $100.
Yeah, that'll leave a mark for you.
Okay, I get that crying then. I get it, sir.
Sure.
Yeah. Are the usual suspects measuring greatness by eras, rings, or yards? All of it. But eye test, stats,
you
rings,
look, at look
everything I- combined tells you Tom Brady's the greatest.
I've never been a Patriots fan. I've never been a fan of it, but I know and appreciate the everything that Tom Brady has done in his career. And you look at it from the trophies and the individual awards to the team trophies and the dynasty of the Patriots and the longevity and the way that everybody's waiting for him to take a step back in his 40s. Dude, he's the GOAT.
I mean, look what he did last year. Look what he
No doubt.
Yeah, you just need to it's
look at
so
the lack
how,
of receivers he's had and what he's made do with.
And you move away from that and like last year, and then you forget how amazing he was last year at the age that he's at. With you know, I mean, he had Gronk a little bit. Gronk was hurt. I mean, then he's pretty special.
And for everybody that says you know it's the
Joe
system,
Montana.
Well, you know what? Everybody that has played behind Brady and gotten a chance to do it elsewhere
hasn't done it
has
anywhere.
Crapped
else.
The bed.
Do y'all get irritated when Nick starts playing the music while y'all are still talking? LOL. No, he's supposed to.
That's professional.
That's
right there.
Nick doing his job because that's letting us know that we have to go to break because maybe we lost track of time.
Random ass question, man.
Well,
it's so weird.
All right. Barry, if you're looking for a good, cheap car, go to IKEA. There's a secret showroom of Saabs you can get after you eat 5 plates of meatballs. Only downside is you have to assemble it yourself.
Oh, jeez.
That's pretty funny. All right. You want to take Brandon's call?
Sure.
Brandon's the call board says racism / Astros question. Brandon, are you going to be racist or do you have a talking point about it?
Okay, so we're just going to throw the disclaimer in there that the views and opinions that are about to be expressed in the next 5 minutes don't reflect Gal Media or ESPN 97.5.
Don't say anything racist. We'll dump you and hang up
on
you.
Don't dump me, Nick.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be racist.
Okay.
So, No, my issue is I understand exactly what Joel's talking about, but I need to take a timeout. What dumbass wants to trade Jose Altuve? What kind of stupid idiot? Dude, I can't continue because it's not PR friendly, but good night, man. You got Forrest Whitley in the minor leagues who's, I know he's not tearing it up, but he's a top prospect. You've got, like you guys said, Josh James, you have guys that you can farm up to be a starter to replace Dallas Keuchel.
Yep.
And a 3.6 ERA this year. Anyway, no, my issue is when I open Twitter during the Tomahawks and I see Barbara Johnson from California complaining about racism. Barbara, you're white. You're not Native American. Why are you complaining for the Native American people? And that's why I love, not that Alex Bregman is racist, but that's why I love Alex Bregman. Because, you know, every time he goes on an interview, they're like, and we're going to talk to Alex Bregman. You know, the PR and the PC reps for the Astros are just shaking their head and going, how are we going to clean up what he's about to say? Because he doesn't care. He FU'd an umpire that called a fan interference call because it doesn't bother him to just speak his mind. And last I checked, it was America, and we did have freedoms to do things that we wanted to do and a right to do them. But I don't understand the Twitter battle of what's so wrong with the I'm Native American, and it doesn't offend me. It's people cheering for their team. The Wave sucks worse than the Tomahawk.
We're on the same page with that, Brandon.
Woo! Good call, Brandon. We appreciate you, man. Because the Woos are out there, too.
The Woos suck also.
Yep.
Yeah.
People don't like those very much either, just throwing that out there.
Do we have time for Q's call, or do we have to go to a break?
Let's get Q right away.
My friend. All right. Q wants to talk about Brady is not the GOAT. Well, you can already hang up on Q. This is stupid.
Where's Q-Bert and all the other Q-Tip?
Brady's good. Brady's good. Brady's on Mount Rushmore. But what y'all just said earlier is that everybody who's played behind him has gone on to play somewhere else and crapped the bed. That has to be proof that it's a system. It's the system. Now, something we have to do hypothetically is, if Brady went somewhere else, would he be as good as he is now? Now, that's something we're not going to see. But look at Breeze. Breeze was with the Chargers. He had some growing pains. His last few seasons with the Chargers, he did amazing. They let him go because they had Phillip Rivers. They invested in him. Then he went on to the Saints and did good. So, you know, that wasn't a system that he was playing in. That was pure talent. Now, Brady is playing in a system. Who is behind him? Who is behind him? Matt Castle went 11-5 in that system, went and crapped the bed somewhere else. Okay? Brian Hoyer was in that system, crapped the bed. Ryan Mallett was in that system, crapped the bed. It's a system. It's a system. It's not Brady. Brady's great. Brady is the most accomplished quarterback, but he's not the greatest.
Well, time out, Q. So you're a Saints fan, right? No, he hung up. See, I was going to say, obviously he had some liking for Drew Brees, but I was going to say, who the hell are you going to replace him with? And what criteria are you going to give me that's going to convince me that they're better than Tom Brady?
Yeah, I just...
The comebacks, you look at it, it's not like he's just throwing the ball up for grabs.
Right. I understand the argument about the system, because it does make sense, because he's right. When you look at when Brady went down and Matt Castle replaced him, and they did pretty well with Matt Castle, and then he goes on to not do anything. But at the same time, you still have to execute in that system.
And how many other quarterbacks put into that system
consistency and
could be that consistent with those receivers?
Yeah.
You know, you see teams all across the board struggling because they don't have – we were just talking about, you know, teams that don't have a frontline wide receiver one.
And plus, don't start using guys like Ryan Mallett. You start talking about Ryan Mallett and Garoppolo and all these guys. I mean, Garoppolo is a good example of a guy that did well outside of the system. But a lot of those guys, look, Ryan Fitzpatrick can look good on occasion. It doesn't mean it's the system that made him look good, and then he goes somewhere else.
Well,
you're
at his days too.
Yeah, he can look good. He can look bad. There's having the system, and then there's going out and executing. And how good does Tom Brady make that system look also?
Yeah, that's a good point, too. All right, we got one segment to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz next. It is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Listen to
to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, if you want to play fantasy football but you don't want to get locked down for the whole season and you have to keep up with so much stuff going on, play fantasy football with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com, click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, you can play for a couple weeks. If you think you have it all figured out, you can play for the whole season. And each week we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a free night stay at any Red Roof Inn in the country. Don't look at me like that, Joel. Red Roof Inn gives you 15% off in October just for being a loyal radio listener. It's the easiest discount in the lodging industry. Just listen to ESPN 97.5, log on to redroofinn.com, redroof.com, and use code VP#623409. That's VP#623409 and get 15% off the best rate at any Red Roof Inn or Red Roof Plus nationwide. Have fun. Suck it.
Why don't you scramble down the hallway and talk to Michelle about a Red Roof Inn in the Portland area?
Nailed it. I know I should look that up. How much do I get off?
You get 15% if you use that code that you've memorized.
I have to take a screenshot of that with my phone.
Take a what?
Screenshot.
Oh, gotcha.
Earlier it sounded like you said the F word.
Well, you're wrong.
But it sounded like
you were wrong.
Just FYI. If we're going to point out flaws in our
I don't think you said it. It just scared me for like a millisecond. That's
should you be scared?
That's not nice.
Should you not?
Dump your ass right now. I don't give a reason.
You know what? We got phone calls to get to.
Look. Calm it down. All right?
Bitch.
By the way, I had mentioned, before we get to these calls, I had mentioned the Angel Hernandez story.
Yeah.
He missed four calls that were reviewed last night. Three of them were overturned. He's behind the plate tonight.
Yes.
It could be real interesting in a hurry because we've already criticized him for the fact that his balls and strikes in his zone
he's terrible.
Are awful. Yeah. His calls on the bases are terrible. Chipper Jones went out last night on Twitter along with Paul DeLuca, I think, and some ex-players going, this guy still umpiring in baseball?
It's horrible. There's no reason he should be working.
So keep an eye on that
tonight. Playoffs, much less at the plate. All right.
Keep an eye on that.
Yeah. Let's see. In order of the longest wait, Tyler wants to joke about the chop.
Oh, perfect for you, Barry.
What's up, guys? Tyler from Spring. Hello, Usual Suspects.
What up, man?
Thanks for having me on. Hey, so I tuned in. I heard y'all talking about the tomahawk and chop and the PC stuff. I heard something really funny today I wanted to share. Yesterday was the worst Columbus Day for Indians.
Don't do it. Nope. Don't do it. Nope. We said we weren't doing that. Nope. Tyler, we got those texts and we said we weren't reading them. I'm sorry. We're not going to let you do that joke. It's, cut it. No.
That's all right. Thanks for playing, Tyler.
It's a bit too far. I can't be a part of that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's a sensitive subject.
You knew it was coming, so.
Yeah. All right. Mike
is up
next.
You nipped it in the bud, Nick. Next.
Mike, what's up, man? Mike wants to talk Brady versus Breeze.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I've been hearing all day on TV and watching TV all day, and pretty much everybody's talking about Drew's not even in the top 10 or even top 5 when it comes to greatest of all time. Me, personally, I think Drew Brees is the most – I think he's the best quarterback to ever play football.
I'm not gonna
maybe
go that
not.
Far.
He's not the most accomplished. He's not the most accomplished because there's a difference. But I think he's the absolute best pure passer.
Mike, are you really gonna split hairs like that? Are you really gonna split hairs like that? That the best versus the most accomplished? I mean, the best means you are accomplished. You have all the tools. You won all the rings. You've got records. The best means you have all of that.
But in that case, then, if that's the case, then Drew Brees is the best because he has almost every statistical record when it comes as far as
okay, but Mike, you also have to look, and they did side-by-side-by-side, I don't know if it was this morning or last night or ESPN or who did it, with Manning and Brady. And the big shortcoming for Brees is he's never won an MVP. He's only won one Super Bowl. Brady's got five. Manning's got three, I believe. So, and they have won MVPs. So there are things, again, we always talk about criteria, but depending on what the criteria is, I don't think Brees is as low as not making it in the top 10. I think Brees is in the discussion in the top five or six simply because of the statistics you're talking about, but I don't think it's as easy as you think.
Well, and you're right, but this is what I would say. So to kind of close it out, I would say is if my team's not as good as your team, but I'm clearly better than you, then we really can't just go by, oh, well, Tom Brady has five rings and Drew has one, so that's going to be the hair splitter. Because think about it, and if you really want to get technical, hey, guess what? Three of those Super Bowls for Brady, the defense won it for him. So it really wasn't him.
Well, his kicker won him a couple, too.
It's kind of like he had a better team.
You still can't take away from a guy that came back from 28-3.
Well, Mike, we appreciate the call. Yep. We got to get to our other call. But I just want to point out one thing about when you start arguing about Brady and Brees. They're pretty much the same thing statistically. When you look at it, Brees broke the yardage record. Lifetime career QBR, 97.5 for Brady, 97.3 for Drew Brees. Touchdowns, 500 for Tom Brady, 499 for Drew Brees. Passing yards, yeah, there's some separation. Brady's still top five, still going strong. Statistically, they're very similar. The difference to me is Tom Brady has the MVPs. He's got the
Team
Super Bowl
and individual awards.
And he did it with less options, I guess.
It's kind of shocking to me, isn't it, that Brees has never won an MVP?
Yeah, I didn't realize
that. He's had some really big years throwing the football.
You think about it and you're like, yeah, okay. But yeah, I don't think it's a stretch to say that they could both be up there in the top five.
All right, let's wrap it up. Donnie, we appreciate you holding. You want to get in here on Brady, too. What's up?
Hey, real quick, man. Those guys, those last two calls, they are right on the money. And I disagree with you guys saying you can't be the best if you're not the most accomplished. Let me tell you something, man. Real quick, I love y'all so. I agree with y'all 72% of the time. But
that's a very specific number, Donnie. Are you keeping track? Yeah, do you have a spreadsheet going where you're like, I agree with that?
I'm going to put that
in the agree column. Oh, nope. This is going in the disagree column.
Don't you bash spreadsheets.
Okay, but here it is. Football is the most team-oriented sport out there. And the best quarterback of all time, if you were playing Madden and you're going to create a player with all the attributes, the best quarterback out there is Aaron Rodgers. And he has the numbers.
All right.
He has the highest NFL. He has the highest quarterback.
Let me get my jersey real quick.
Now, Drew Brees, Drew Brees, I mean, he's kind of been under the radar in New Orleans. Take nothing from him. But it's like Peyton Manning's won five league MVPs. Tom Brady's won five Super Bowls. But if you remember the last Super Bowl that Seattle lost, Aaron Rodgers scored every time he got the football. But his team didn't recover their onside kick, and they didn't stop Russell Wilson from scoring. So, in football, more so than any other sport, Super Bowls are more team-based.
Donnie, who's your favorite team? Who do you root for?
Man, we got blew out last night. I'm a Redskins fan.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were going to say
at least
Packers.
Alex Smith is in the same discussion. Never mind.
But I'm a football fan, more than anything, man.
Okay.
And I like greatness.
Well,
and I respect the greatness of Brady. I respect the greatness of Drew Brees. I respect the greatness of Peyton Manning, Elway, Montana, and so forth. But Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback, and I guarantee you most GMs will tell you that.
All right. Donnie, we appreciate you.
And I appreciate what you said more than most, but at the same time, we do have to go. We're up against it.
One more stat for you before we get off. I've told you touchdowns, they're damn near identical. QBR, they're damn near identical. We know that they're a couple thousand yards apart. Interceptions thrown, Drew Brees, 228. Tom Brady, 166.
Wow.
That's a big difference.
That's a big difference, is right.
Drew Brees, top 16 all-time in interceptions. Brady, 48.
All right, we appreciate you guys getting in on the discussion. You guys have yourself a great night, but hey, stay tuned because Fred AJ Jong, the number one show in the city, coming up next, it's The Blitz, ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.
Are you?